Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from the New York Post. It's out of New Orleans. Louisiana police are investigating whether Telemundo Super Bowl reporter Aiden Manzano from Kansas City was drugged before he was found dead in a New Orleans hotel room as a previous victim of the suspect alleged that she left him for dead in a similar plot years ago. Manzano, 27 years old, who was an anchor and a reporter for Telemundo Kansas City, was in New Orleans to cover the Super Bowl. He was last seen on security cameras being lured into a hotel by the so-called Bourbon Street hustler, Danette Colbert, 48 years old, who was found with his cell phone, I don't think we knew that, and his credit card, we did know that.
Oh, yeah.
In her home. The Kenner Police Department, Kenner, Louisiana Police Department, telling reporters yesterday that Colbert has a history of drugging men and stealing from them.
Okay, cue the rage. Because I said this yesterday, this is not theft. Drugging men and robbing them is not theft. And in this case, it's murder.
Yep.
Read this headline, Scott. Listen to this. This is the headline. How does someone have that many previous charges and they are free? Danette Colbert, suspect in tragedy of Super Bowl reporter death, pleaded guilty in 2015. Pleaded guilty in 2017, and pleaded guilty in 2019. Those are just three cases on top of the other cases of men coming out of the woodwork to say this happened to them.
The real infuriating part of this story, and it's all infuriating, but if you really want the heads to explode, you have to scroll down to the bottom of the Post story that Scott has in his hand. In 2022, in Nevada, she appeared for two separate court cases that were felonies. They would have put her behind bars. Of course, the guys were too embarrassed to testify in court about what happened. However, last year, she was found guilty of fraud and doing all the stuff that she allegedly does in New Orleans. The judge granted her probation.
And it's not just that, Sam. It's not just New Orleans. It's Vegas. I am screaming this from the rooftops, men. If you are on a buddy trip, if you are on a work trip, if you are on a golf trip, do not wear your luxury watch. These rings of people are looking for the watch because that signals what? That you have cash in the safe in your hotel, that maybe, you know. Here's another thing I'm going to tell you. If a bartender asks, where are y'all staying? What do you tell? You're in town. Great. Where are y'all staying? You answer that one way and one way only, in town. You do not say, I'm staying at the Marriott in just down at the Marriott. You just say, in town.
So here's this story from a guy named David Butler, who's 52 years old. He claims he was one of the victims who met Colbert at a French Quarter bar in New Orleans in November 2021. Butler said Colbert and another woman approached him and offered him a cocktail. After enjoying the drink, he quickly started to feel disoriented and needed help getting back to his hotel. She ushered me into some kind of black Suburban that was literally right outside.
Yep.
And that's the last thing I remember that night. A property manager found Butler passed out on the floor, shook him awake. With the victim finding his phone and his wallet gone, his credit cards used to make $1,000 charges at Best Buy and Walmart. More than $80,000 that Butler had stashed away in a cryptocurrency account for retirement was also gone.
Wire fraud, which is one of the charges that she is facing in this case, and one of the charges that she was found guilty of in the case where she got 5 years probation. Wire fraud in the state of Louisiana, up to 10 years in prison.
She has a consistent playbook with both incidents in 2022 occurring in Las Vegas, July 9th and January 17th, and involved her reportedly hooking up with men at casinos, either drugging or assaulting them, and then robbing them of more than $50,000 worth of cash, thousands of dollars in casino chips, expensive jewelry, and other credit cards, according to the Las Vegas Journal. Listen to this. She plays a confidence game. She is a career criminal. All of her crimes are against people, and she does access device fraud. Think about that.
What does that mean?
Once someone has your cell phone, think of all of the things they can get into if you are incapacitated, Scott. I'm not going to go into it, but once they have your cell phone and you cannot, you are not present, they can get into all of it. And that is what these rings of people are doing. And in her case, to Sam's point, she just kept doing it again and again and again. And all of those charges against her were dropped in 2022. She was charged with two counts of administering a drug to aid in the commission of a felony. And in 2022, the charges were dropped. And I think men wake up and they think, oh my God, what happened? Did I talk to her? Like, all of the things, women, that we always like second guess ourselves if something goes wrong, which we should not be doing either. I think it's magnified with men, Scott, because let's say she's like, can I buy you a drink? And you go, okay. You don't remember the next 15 hours when you're drugged like this.
But let me ask you both a question, and I'm not trying to be smug or, and I'm not trying to be cruel. But like in the case of this David Butler, who claims that she approached him with another woman
yep.
in 2022, and she offered to buy him a cocktail, his words, not mine. Why would you as a man accept a cocktail from a woman who is gross?
Because, Scott, in some of these cases, they are working in tandem with other people, okay? So we don't know in this case, but I will tell you generally what I have learned since this happened to two friends of mine is it's not one person. We're already hearing that there was a waiting car in that guy's case. There was a SUV waiting right there outside.
And another woman with her allegedly
so
at the bar.
I am not going to stop screaming about this. I want – she can rot in hell. I hope she never sees the light of day again. This is bigger than her, Scott. I want them to question people at the hotels where these men were staying. I want them to question the people who worked at the bars where these men were staying. There is no way one woman has gotten away with this for so long without people in on this with her.
Then why is there not a crackdown in New Orleans on this sort of behavior? If I'm the mayor, I am screaming from the rooftop, you are killing the one business we can rely on, and that's tourists.
Bad publicity. Look at how long
she got away with it. Look at how long. Why do you think that she got away with it this long? Be honest. Just say it. Let's just say what this is.
Because it would draw
corruption.
Attention.
I'm going to go one step further. They don't want the PR, Scott. They don't want the bad press. They want the men to go home, say, oh my God, I lost $2,500.
Never to come back
I'm
again.
I'm alive. I'll never go back again. Now police want me to fly back to make a statement. I'd rather just forget about it. These are the men that we know about in this last week since Aiden was murdered. These are the men we know about. How many men do you think are out there between Las Vegas and New Orleans? You're kidding yourself if you don't think it's hundreds of men that this has happened to.
I bet it's thousands.
And if they're married.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.